talk today is 12 pounds of love. Now, if Midnight has been making his rounds through, is there anybody here who hasn't met Midnight? He's the sharp looking guy at the next to Dana right there. I love dogs. Love dogs. And I see some people smiling, so I might not be the only one in the room. It is no mistake that the universe took the name God, reversed it, and sent to us millions of these creatures that just represent unconditional love. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So before I get started, I just, you know, we have this philosophy here at the center, and it's we get to come here and we get to spiritually grow up all over each other.
Yeah?
Yeah? And so I just want to take a moment this morning to say thank you. Because whether you realize it or not, today is the first time that I've ever gotten to speak to you. And I want you to know that I'm completely humbled. I'm humbled by having the podium today. And thank you for allowing me to take this spiritual step with you, my spiritual family. Thank you. There we go. So I'm going to share a story about my own life with you this morning. This happened in my 30s. This is how it goes. My grandmother died, my dog died, my dad died, my girlfriend left me, I lost my job, my dad died, and then my friend Carol died. You can breathe. And all of this happened to me within a period of about 5 years. My grandmother died, my dog died, my dad, and I'm a daddy's girl, he died. My girlfriend left me, I lost my job. My mom died. And then my friend Carol. This is a fuzzy picture, but I think you could probably figure it out. This is my mom, that's my grandmother. That's me in the middle many, many, many years ago. And then on the end is my very handsome dad. And that's my friend Carol. Would it surprise you to hear that I got really sad? Would it surprise you to hear that I got really depressed? Like, really? Another saying we have here at the center is honor your sadness, honor your grief. Just don't dig a hole, crawl in, decorate, and live there. Not only did I build myself a hole, decorate, move in, but I also put out the banner that said, I, Linda Steiner, will never, ever, ever love anyone or anything ever again. Never. Not gonna happen.
How'd that work out?
Stick around, there's an ending to this story. So I'm gonna share another story with you. Now, I don't know who wrote this, and I'm pretty sure that we've all heard it, but it fits today. So this very religious man, he was caught in rising floodwaters. He climbed to the roof of his house and he prayed to God, God, save me. Neighbor came by in a boat. He said, get in the boat, I'll take you to safety. And the guy's like, no, I've prayed to God. God is gonna save me. Someone comes along in a canoe and they're like, get in the boat. The waters are rising, we'll take you to safety. It's like, no, I've prayed to God. God is going to save me. Flood risers keep rising. He's on the roof of his house. The helicopter hovers over, drops down the rope. Hey, come on, we'll save you. Get on the rope, we'll take you to safety. What do you think he said? No, God's gonna save me. I have prayed to God. Well, guess what? The guy drowns. And so he gets to heaven and this guy is pissed. He demands an audience with God. And he's dead. God, why did you let me drown? And God is like, oh, my dear child, I sent a canoe, a boat, and a helicopter, and you never got in. Yeah, we're laughing because we've all done that, haven't we? So my canoe came to me one day. I think I was about 10 years into this depression. I was 10 years into wearing this grief. If you just met me, I'd be like, my grandmother died, my dog died, my dad died, oh my God, I lost my partner, I lost my job, my mom died, and my friend Carol died. Hi, I'm Linda, you want to be my friend? I swear to God, there are people in this room who I did that to, so. It was a Sunday and I was home and I was sobbing uncontrollably. I was on my couch and I was done. I was done. I was so sad. And I was so depressed. And I was done. I was done. And I stopped and I said, okay, God, if I am supposed to be here, then you need to send me a sign. Within a moment, this incredible sense of peace came over me. I stopped crying and I fell into a peaceful sleep. And I woke up peaceful. Now, my boat showed up in the form of a couple of friends. And you all know Reverend Rachel.
Yes.
Well, they do, hey, Linda, you should come to the spiritual center. Hey, Linda, you should come with us to the spiritual center. Hey, you know, we're having a really good time at this spiritual center. So guess what I did? I walked through that very door and came to this spiritual center. And like most of us, I was home. All of a sudden, I was home. I was like, oh, phew. Wow. But I would still run up to somebody. Hi, my grandmother died, my dog died, my dad died. Oh my God, my partner left me, I lost my job, my mom died, and Carol died. You wanna be my friend? I swear to God, that's what I did. And so I did what we do here. I started going to classes. Right? And I started going to events. Hi, I'm Linda. I want to be my friend. I find myself in practitioner training. Are you kidding me? In practitioner training. The person who has declared that I'm never going to love anyone or anything again. In practitioner training. My theory was, you know what? No one has gone through the pain that I have gone through. And so, who better to be a practitioner than me? Because you know, my grandmother died, my dog died. cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Of course. So the helicopter arrived. I love you. Don't kill me. In the form of her.
Michelle Ordone.
For 2.5 years, every time she saw me. Can I get a dog? What kind of dog can I get? What are you gonna name your dog? Where's your dog? I'm never gonna love anything or anyone ever again. The next week, hey, did you get your dog yet? What kind of dog are you gonna get? What are you gonna name your dog? And can I just throw in, Michelle isn't particularly fond of dogs. It's for 2.5 years. She's like, and yes, that's a toilet she's holding, but that's a whole nother sermon for a whole nother day. So, when are you gonna get a dog? What you gonna name your dog? What are you gonna feed your dog? So I am driving down Northern Lights. I'm driving down Northern Lights. I'm at a three-way stop. Ah! And into the road walks this guy. Midnight. And he sits down. So my choice at this point is I'm going to drive and kill him, or I need to get him out of the road. So I open up the door of my truck, I get out, and he ran off. He ran right to my truck, got in, and fell asleep. Yeah, seriously. So in that very moment, when I'm sitting in the truck, and I look over at him, the presence of my father came into that truck. He was laughing. And I instantly knew. I was like, you got me a poodle? Seriously? A poodle? I can still hear him laughing. But let's make no mistake about it. Midnight was damaged goods. Somebody threw him out. He had been living on the streets. He walked into my house. He found the furthest corner. He curled up. He never barked. He never asked me for anything. He didn't wag his tail. He didn't play. What a perfect match! Because you know, have you heard? My grandmother died, my dog died. My dad died, my mom died, everybody, yeah. And this will be news for some of you. Dogs die, right? So this is a good match. He's over there, I'm over here. And then, one day, I hear, scared the heck out of me. I was like, what is that? And I looked over, and he was wagging his tail. I was like, oh. And out of the sky came the biggest imaginary 2x4 that you could think of from the universe, going, bam! And that wall that I had so carefully built for years, ended up with a crack in it. And he and I both learned how to love again. He and I both took down our walls. He and I both released that sadness, that depression, that commitment to never love again. Now, each of you in the seat pocket in front of you, there's a pencil. Go ahead, take it out. You guys have your pencils? Here. So you'll notice that on the end of the pencil is an eraser. So I'm here to remind you that we all have a metaphysical pencil in our lives. At any moment, we can take out the eraser and change our story. Yes. At any moment, we can rewrite what we want our life to look upright. So, metaphysically, we can just erase what no longer serves us. So today, you get to take these pencils home with you in your home play this week. Is I want you to think about your life. Where are you being pushed, shoved, or nudged to do something different? Are you giving yourself the chance to sit in the silence and allow spirit to bring you what you need? Or did you throw your pencil away because we all have iPads now and phones? The other thing I want you to think about is the universe using you to be the person who pushes, nudge, or shoves someone? You know, I see some heads shaking. So, and in closing today, Midnight, come here. Come here, my guy. He's my guy. So in closing today, what I want to tell you is that, hi, Midnight and I are in our 12th year together, right? Yeah. And when I look at him, I realized that my heart no longer fits in my chest. That I now love freely, deeply, with peace and with joy. Right? And so does he. I've noticed him wandering around, giving his love. Let's see where he goes to. Okay. Please don't lick the private parts on stage. Because that's the picture she'll take and send direct to Don. Right? Yeah. Okay, that's better. Okay. So, it's my privilege and it's my honor today to also announce that push, shove, nudge me. So, we're going to start a pet ministry here. Yay! Yeah. And so what that'll look like, it'll be pet blessings, it'll be pet services. We're probably going to do a pet food drive. It's going to show up in whatever way that we need it to. And that's all because my dad stole a poodle out of somebody's yard. So, thank you this morning for allowing me to share this story. I feel blessed and honored. Namaste. Just howling together. Thank you so much. And so at this time, I invite the licensed practitioners to come. This is Midnight and I howling in the car.